The spirit animal of the eight is the rhinoceros. The rhinoceros is a creature that's very interesting. They have 5-inch thick skeletal skin, that's armor, and a gigantic horn and a big, huge skull that can carry that horn, and it's designed to ram into other things and gore them. So that's the vibe, the kind of the energy of the eight. They have this tendency to be full of charge and a need to confront and be against and be quite powerful. You remember we talked about the need for power in the eight. Well, this is it. This is how they express and present their power, is thick exoskeleton, big horn on the front, and they go at things very directly. You know, you can't imagine like a rhino being super nimble and bouncing all over the place. Now, they just kind of charge straight ahead. They have one gear and one movement, right? And so that's what you get with the eight. Now, the challenge with that is, of course, that thick exoskeleton that they have is actually designed to protect a gooey center. They have quite a lot of fear of being vulnerable. And when they actually get vulnerable, which, by the way, if you say you should get vulnerable to an eight, that'll make them throw up in their mouth a little. That is not a word that any of them want to have. And yet, it is the very thing that is the source of their great power. So what they think is their power is their horn and their skin, when in fact, their thick skin, but when in fact, their power is in their vulnerability. And so what happens a lot is with this rhino, if it were to walk into this room and step on a wine glass and shatter it, do you think it would even know that a wine glass existed, let alone that it got shattered, right? The eight doesn't even realize the impact they have. They have a huge emotional wake and they don't even notice the damage that it creates. So I'll talk to an eight, I'll walk into their room and say, hey, heard you had a hard conversation with Joe down the hall. And they'll be like, no, we had a good conversation. I told them what I thought. They told me what they thought. And we walked out. It was great. And I'll go down the hall and I'll be like, hey, I heard you had a good conversation with, the eight down the hall. And Joe will be like, I don't ever want to speak to that person again. I'll be like, oh, what happened? And I go back to the eight and go, hey, look, man, that conversation didn't go the way you thought it went. And he'll be like, what are you talking about? I just went and said, look, I think you're a jackass. He called me a jackass. Sounds like we're in agreement. We were good. After that, I was clear. He was clear. We moved on. And I had to explain, like, no, actually, that was you breaking a wine glass. That was a cat, not a rhino. It didn't have a horn and you gored it. So just know that. The second spirit animal of the eight is the bull. Now, this may feel like a redundant little creature, and it kind of is. What makes the bull a little bit distinct is that if you take a little red cape and you flash it in front of a bull, it will get angry. It will charge. And eights live with kind of a low-grade rage. They have like a low-grade anger. Now, they may not be totally in tune with that anger all the time, but usually they are. And if you are an eight, then you know there's kind of a low-grade anger. It's your first go-to emotion. If you ask, are you sad? They'll be like, no, I'm mostly angry. Are you afraid? No, mostly pissed. Are you angry? Yes, I'm angry. And so they tend to go to anger first. They wake up in the morning with ambient rage, and they have to attach it to something. Now, that anger, that amount of energy is what creates the extraordinary charge and the ability to achieve amazing things in the world and overcome huge obstacles. And if the eight were to have a theme, kind of a saying, a bumper sticker, it would be, I have a wonderful plan for your life. They see what everybody should be doing, why they should be doing it, and they're frustrated because they feel like it's their job to fix it all. And so they carry the weight of the world, but they got immense nuclear power that they can do this work with. It's the eight. Let's move on to the last one, which is the nine.